Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 22nd of June, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
I'm glad you're here. It will all become obvious why we're going to talk to you in a moment. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
I've had a good experience with the product.
What the product is, we will leave as an exercise for the listener. So I have both of you here today. I've gathered you here today because we have a couple of things to talk about. Primary among them is Ted Lasso. We've had a wave of news about the show recently. First up, it won a Peabody Award. And second of all, we got the trailer, like the final trailer for season two that has dropped. And last, but by no means least, there is now a merch store where you can go and buy Ted Lasso things. So I know, Brian, we told you about it just before we hit record, and you already have a sweatshirt in the mail.
It did take me about 90 seconds to order a hoodie, despite the fact that it's summertime.
And which one?
A heat wave in the western United States. I got the black AFC Richmond hoodie.
Okay.
For future reference, I'm always going shopping with Brian. The level of efficiency was outstanding.
It really was. Yeah.
I don't want him to sell out.
Not to mention that when you save your credit card and your address and your password manager, it makes it a piece of cake to go buy stuff. Like, yeah, that can only be described as ruthless efficiency, I believe.
Listen, it's the WB shop and they also support Apple Pay.
They do. So it's even easier. Yeah,
it was basically dangerously easy for Brian to buy this stuff.
Yes.
I have a level of disapproval.
Uh-oh.
Like, some of it's fun. So I quite like the mugs that have famous, like, nice Ted Lasso inspirational quotes on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be a goldfish.
Be a goldfish. You can buy a mug with the AFC Richmond crest on it.
I believe in belief.
Right. All lovely stuff. I would like to drink my tea believing in belief. Here for it.
Yes.
My threshold, I think, is the sweatshirt that Brian's bought. I think that's just about acceptable. I very much don't approve of
the personalized jersey, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously, anyone who listens to the show and follows me on Twitter or has, you know, encountered me for more than 30 seconds will know that I'm a big football fan. The only football merchandise I would buy is stuff related to a real team in my team in real life. There's that. But yeah. And you mentioned we'll come on to the Peabody in a minute because this also links to my concerns. But I think it's cool. I think I'm pleased to see this is an indication, I think, of how Ted Lasso has broken through more than anything else on Apple TV Plus. I think we can, whether I approve of the merchandise or not, I think that the fact it exists is quite a big indicator of that.
Well, and even when the first season dropped, like we got to the end of the first season and probably on this show, I said, you know, Apple is usually very, very, very good at extracting money from my wallet. And the first thing they could do to continue in that long tradition is sell me an AFC Richmond scarf. And we know they exist because they have a whole bunch of them in the show. So can I have one? And no, I still can't. I'm going to point that out for anybody who's a football fan and knows that scarves are totally a thing that you do. I do have a Ted Lasso scarf, I will point out, but I obtained that from an unofficial source, not an official source. I would like to have an official one. But it does not seem very likely.
I want the official believe sign.
Yes.
I realized I could make my own believe sign, but I want the official Ted Lasso.
There are unofficial sources for that as well. I'll send you a link later, Brian.
No doubt, but it's unofficial. So
it is unofficial, but it is lovely, and I'm still seriously considering getting one. There's a lot of other stuff in the shop, by the way, for people who may be interested. You can get T-shirts with AFC Richmond on them, or biscuits with the boss, or be a goldfish. There's some different cute things available there. Water bottles. There's a wine tumbler for that sort of thing. I did like the pint glass. I thought it was because it's very colorful. I thought that was kind of cool. So yeah, no scarves. And we did see Bill Lawrence, showrunner for the show, had mentioned that, I think he called it professional level kit, would be coming in September. So there is an opportunity. If you do not have Charlotte's reservations about buying gear representing an unofficial football team, you can probably do that later this year.
I think the word you're looking for is fictitious.
A fictitious football team, yes.
But it's also interesting that this is being offered up by the studio that's making the show, i.e. yes. WB, instead of Warner Brothers, I should probably say, instead of, like, you know, somewhere Apple on Apple or like an Apple TV Plus store, which I don't think exists in any way whatsoever.
No.
It is bizarre, isn't it? There's an accessory section of the Apple website. There's, as you say, Brian, an Apple TV Plus section of the Apple website. You'd have thought we don't know what the deals are involved in, rights deals and anything else involved in any of this.
Right.
But I'm very much with Brian on this one, that somewhere on Apple.com they could have made this work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like perhaps with, you know, merchandise from other popular shows too. By the way, there is a 20% off site-wide code deal day at the top of the WDB shop, which I did not use because I didn't see it because I pulled the trigger so fast.
Oh no! Wow!
Could save myself like $8, $10.
I didn't need to know that because now I'm just going to be even more motivated to. Oh, that's just not fair. Okay, so.
It's a banner at the top, says deal day for those keeping score. I don't know how long it'll last, but it is currently at the shop right now. And there you have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely if you want some of that officially unofficial merch, you are welcome to it. Now, Charlotte, I would like to talk to you about your concerns on this.
So it's not my concerns about the merch.
About Ted Lasso.
Let's take a couple of steps back. So I watched the trailer yesterday and shared it over on the macobserver.com. I think it looks great. I think I've worked out the storyline.
Okay.
We can come to that if you want in a bit. And then I also have shared and read and we reported on in its growing collection of awards, as you said at the top of the show, Ted Lasso's won a Peabody.
Yes.
In the entertainment, there's a lovely video of Will Ferrell, who's also going to be on an Apple TV Plus show with Paul Rudd. Lol.
Oh, no.
It's her. He presents the award. They're all kind of remote, but he presents the award. They show that, the great darts clip in the pub. Yes. And then it cuts to Jason Sudeikis. And I include a bit of the citation that I guess that came from the judges in some way. What worries me about this show, and you can tell by the way we're all discussing that we've all really enjoyed it for various reasons,
yes,
and lots of other people have really enjoyed it as well.
Mm-hmm.
What worries me is we are expecting this 30-minute comedy to become something it is not and cannot and probably should not be. Let's remember the context in which we saw Ted Lasso. It was probably for most people the real... No, I'm actually being
serious.
That's
fair. It arrived
in the kind of depths of the pandemic where everyone was miserable. Mm-hmm. Everyone was fed up of like dramas. We'd done our binge set watching. I think we'd gone through the Tiger King phase of the pandemic.
Yep.
We'd done it all. And then there was this lovely 30-minute comedy that showed crowds and groups and real life. And it was lovely and someone being lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all great. But it doesn't have to be more than an enjoyable 30-minute comedy. And it worries me that people are building it up to be something else. And it might not feel like that when we get the next series and the world hopefully looks different.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that. I think for me,
when she says series for American ears, she means season.
Sorry, I mean season. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're quite right. And I just think like Ted Lasso can't solve the world's problems.
No.
It's just a fun 30-minute comedy.
But,
and
you
that's
know,
fine. And that's what it should be.
It is. And I think the part... I think this is gonna be Brian's words in Kelly's voice. I'm gonna be slightly pedantic here and say that part of why I think I enjoyed it as much as I did. Seriously, if we ever talk, anyone who's listening to the show, if we ever talk for more than about 10 minutes, I will probably tell you about it. I talk about it a lot on Twitter. I appear on other podcasts where I talk about how much I love Ted Lasso, and. I think what it is that I did not expect something heartfelt and honest at all from this particular program. I think that's, for me, that's the part of it. And so, yeah, I can see people pinning a lot of stuff on it, like you're saying, Charlotte. I do agree with you that that does, like, setting up that sort of expectation by giving season one a Peabody is a pretty high bar. But I think... part of what made it nice was just not expecting to get sort of an honest characterization of anybody. I saw an assessment of it a while ago, and I can't remember where, but I can't stop thinking about it. And it's if somebody had made a show about all these characters 5 years ago, the main character of the show would have been Rupert. And I can't stop thinking about that. I thought that was a very interesting take. It seems right, though. I mean,
we also have to remember that, like, this is a character that was invented for an advert, right?
Yes.
When the Peabody staff reference kind of Ted Lasso taking on toxic masculinity and those things, and yes, he does, because it's a vulnerable character. It's all these things, and that's very good. And but again. This was a 30-minute comedy based on a character,
yes,
played by an SNL actor who
yes.
that was created for a funny series of adverts.
Mm-hmm.
And the brilliance of Bill Lawrence and Jason Sudeikis and all the other writers has moved that forward. There's no doubt about it. But
absolutely.
I'm just waiting for the inevitable season two backlash of it's not as good, it's not as funny. Because we tried to make it this all-encompassing thing.
Yeah. Well, the second series isn't going to come out in the same circumstances that the first one did. So, yeah,
we hope.
It's always going to be viewed differently.
Based on what we've seen from the showrunners and cast and writers, I think they will navigate that. I'm sure that they're very well, I am confident that they are very well aware of exactly what you're talking about. And I am, I think they probably have the skills to negotiate that. So I am more optimistic.
Yeah. I'm hopeful that that will happen. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very confident I'm going to enjoy it. But for all the yes. reasons you've just said, Brian, because you're absolutely, you know, these are great comedy actors and writers that are involved in this. I'm just, there seems to be a lot of stuff hanging on this one show that I can't quite get my head around. And maybe that's a more American thing here than the UK, but, you know, there's lots of people I know here in the UK that have enjoyed the show as well.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, would you like to know what's going to happen in season two? Because I think I've worked it out.
I would very much like to hear your theory.
So, having watched the trailer more than once, you see in the trailer Wembley Stadium. That's the Arches.
Yes.
Which is where the all cup finals are played, and notably the FA Cup final.
Mm-hmm. And what's the FA Cup?
Spoiler alert. Sorry, if you haven't watched season one by now, you don't get a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Richmond relegated at the end of season one.
Yes.
And so they are
which
not
which
playing.
Which means?
They drop down a division. So oh my goodness. Right. In English soccer, there's a whole set of tiers from the Premier League. It's called Premier League Championship, League One and League Two. Richmond went from the Premier League to the Championship at the end of season one.
Okay.
At Wembley, I'm pretty sure you see them playing Manchester City, who would still be in the Premiership, Premier League in that setup.
Okay.
Therefore, they could only be playing them in a cup competition. The FA Cup is a historic competition in which teams from all leagues can play each other. For example,
okay,
my team, Tottenham, played a team called Marine, who I think were in the 8th or 9th tier. This game, they're so low down the football ladder in the UK that there were literally gardens backing onto their pitch, and there were numbers on each corner so that, like, when the ball kicked out, you know whose garden it had gone into. This is the kind of
okay,
these are the kind of matchups you can get in this competition.
Okay.
And I think they're going to play on the whole romance of the cup thing, and Richmond will end up in the FA Cup final. Whether they win it or not, okay, we do not know. But and I could also be completely wrong, and you can haul me back on this show when I've made a complete mess of it and something entirely different happens.
I do a podcast about television, and so I'm completely comfortable with being spectacularly wrong on tape, as they say. So I just want to take... So we're super pumped about it. It's July 24th?
23rd.
Yeah, July 23rd is when the series comes back, so you have plenty of time to watch again and step through the season before the next season starts. We just have a minute where... literally like a minute. Charlotte, where Charlotte and I want to talk for a minute about a new show that has dropped, because we are partway through season one of a new show called Physical that's on TV Plus. And I think, Charlotte, you assessed it very well off air.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it, but I think it's very good. And I think it's very clever. And I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next of it. So I know, Brian, you were a big fan of The Mosquito Coast, weren't you? And you got really hooked into that.
I did, and yet I have let the last couple of episodes slip by without watching it yet. That's been about time.
Yeah.
Interesting. I had the same sort of thing. I kind of quite liked The Mosquito Coast and then couldn't quite stomach it anymore. I feel like something like Physical...
Oh, wait a minute. I just lied to you. I totally finished that. Yeah, it was awesome.
Right. I couldn't quite get to the end of it, and I feel like Physical will be something I can get to the end of and will enjoy doing so.
Yeah. Physical, I think my characterization was, it's very well done. I'm very interested in where it goes, and like you, I'm not sure that I like it. It's definitely a show that I would not recommend to everybody. I think there are people that would have a hard time watching it, and I think there are people who would just not care. This isn't interesting to me. I have no attachment to any of these people. I don't kind of care who they are. And sometimes it's hard to watch a show about people who are maybe not at their best. But this one is pretty interesting, at least to me. And also, the music is fantastic. It's set in the 80s at the peak of the aerobics craze. So far, the music's been pretty great, and at a minimum, that's been sort of fun to clock. So we will probably talk about that more. You may hear about it here. You may hear about it over on Charlotte's podcast, The Fantastic Media Plus, where she talks about Apple as a media company and not just as a consumer tech bunch of folks. So that's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much to both of you for coming by. I'm really glad you were both here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.